Looking for work is tough, even tougher if you are a recent immigrant with limited skills. But people in Montgomery County have found a controversial solution. Montgomery County, Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C., has exploded with growth in recent years. The strong local economy has created jobs in the construction industry and elsewhere. Matching available jobs with day workers in the Montgomery County city of Gaithersburg started out on street corners and in parking lots. Many of the laborers immigrated from Mexico and Central America. But these informal labor markets caused problems and divided the community. The solution was a designated day labor center where workers and employers could meet. Gaithersburg City Councilman Henry Marafa voices an opinion common among many of the labor center's opponents.
When you have a labor center, you have a number of people hanging around who are here illegally. I think that the day labor centers absolutely create a destination spot, and we get more illegal immigrants coming to our area.
When the city of Gaithersburg decided that it would not have a day labor center within its boundaries, Montgomery County stepped in and took over the project. The county created a partnership with an immigrant advocacy group called CASA to run the new facility. CASA member Fernando Garavito manages the labor center. He explains why having it is much better than hiring people on street corners.
It's a security place for the workers to come, for the employers to also to come and get the workers. They're going to get reliable workers. We establish a communication between the employers and the employees.
Garavito says that when employers come to the center, they fill out a form listing the kind of workers they need, such as construction laborers, landscapers, and restaurant help. Then the center matches its available workers with the employer's needs, such as what Freddy Fuentes is looking for.
I need somebody who really know how to do drywall.
I'm going to find you a guy, and I hope you can like him.
By coming to the center, employers must agree to pay wages no less than a certain amount and to pay their workers on time. Montgomery County spokesman Patrick Lacefield says this labor center is not just a place to find work. He says it is also a step in the integration of these workers and their families into the broader community.
Being a day laborer is not an occupation with a future. We would like to give people the opportunity to look for work, but let's also engage them, teach them English, get them involved with job training, so that they can work their way into the formal economy and out of the informal economy.
The controversy surrounding the creation of the Day Labor Center did not end with its opening. There are opponents who still believe that the center encourages illegal immigration to the community. But Montgomery County has made it clear that the labor center will stay open and that more like it may follow. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.